witnesses called to stand to testify against Frank. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 2nd of August, 1913, page 1, column 3, photo by Francis E. Price, staff photographer. From left to right, Mrs. George W. Jefferson, who was a witness on Thursday morning, R.P. Barrett, who testified to finding Mary Fagan's pay envelope and strands of her hair, and Mrs. Maggie White, who told of seeing strange Negro in pencil factory on afternoon of crime. Page 2, column 4, two members of jury photo by Francis E. Price, staff photographer. On the left, F. V. L. Smith, and on the right, Beter Townsend. Page 3, column 4, he is presiding in Frank trial, Judge L. S. Rowan. Page 3, column 6, his testimony causes clash. Photo by Francis E. Price, staff photographer. N. V. Darley, assistant superintendent of National Pencil Factory. Page 9, column 6, broils on vacation. Mayor gives him leave and wishes him luck. Uncle Jim Woodward, Atlanta's mayor, is a good old scout, even though he does frequently rub it in on council and some city officials. There is a section of the code which requires that certain city officials must ask the mayor for leaves of absence before they can take their vacations. This particular section was inserted in the municipal guidebook when Atlanta was still in its swaddling clothes and is not very popular with some city officers, particularly those who have opinions politically different from Uncle Jim. Now, it happens recorder Nash Broyles, the terror in Atlanta's evildoers, decides that he needed a rest from his duties, and the only way he could legally leave was by asking Mayor Woodward, with whom he has waged in a battle of words. Recorder pro tem Preston presented Mayor Woodward with Recorder Broyles' request for a leave Friday morning. Uncle Jim was in one of his most jubilant moods. "Why, of course he can go," was his good-natured assurance. "And I hope he'll have a good time and enjoy every minute of the time he is away. Good luck to him." During his absence, Recorder Pro Tem Preston will hold down the fort at police barracks. The code, that is, one remote section stipulates that the mayor must serve in the absence of the recorder. Uncle Jim sidestepped this job. "I might have to pass on some of the pardon applications of those I sentence," he said.